Next up, we've got Josh Woodward.
You're crying in your Mazda 3, trying just to focus and breathe. You gave him another shot, but you forgot his aim is never true.
And yeah, this song is very easy on the ears. And as a singer, I feel like he gets a lot of mileage out of his vocal melodies because they are good. Slower tempo songs, longer held notes. You have to write less vocals that or less lyrics that way. I should look into that. I just flippantly called this soft rock or pop rock, soft pop. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not my thing. But this song has a lot of good parts to it. And it's very well constructed, but definitely not my thing.
I don't know. I know that Chumpy tries and succeeds in being irreverent with the segues, where he'll take just like, well, since we were talking about this, let's, since we're talking about that, Josh Woodward. And hate for Josh Woodward is apt, I think, in this case, because like one of my favorite songs that always struck out to me was I Hate You. Which has been on my playlist for nearly 20 years. And I just love that song. It's so clever and so and performed so well and everything like that. And of course, Josh Woodward is a songwriting legend. And this song starts out so strong, it's alarming. Just that first image is just really something else. And then it moves into a great sort of polished groove that's all good. And this is an excellent song that still isn't going to make it onto my playlist, but there's other Josh Woodward songs on there, so Mr. W should not be upset about that. It's a lovely Grand Parade song, despite maybe not being in my ear weekly for the next few decades.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Josh Woodward just... Josh Woodward always gets points for production, right? Josh Woodward knows how to make the glossiest songs that you can find. But here's the thing and it's the truth of the matter, at least for me, is that I wouldn't listen to a Steve Perry album. I wouldn't listen to John Waite other than the song Missing You. So I see that I wouldn't listen to this outside of Songbite. And that's just the truth of it. It's just, it doesn't hit for me. In my notes here, I said that it's as if Richard Marx started in 2024, which might, and I said that might be a slight on Richard Marx, because at least Richard Marx did Hazard the River and had some teeth, but this could have been Angel Leah or something along those lines. It just doesn't register other than being fine, incredibly fine.
God, Missing You is a great song.
It really is.
Anyway, sorry.